The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
Bastille with Pompeii, Playhouse of the Morning, Zero, Rat and Maggie, Y94, the number one hit music station, 626 in the morning, and 14 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios, about a little under than an hour from now, probably about, I'd say about 7:15 this morning. Going to talk to somebody who has an issue in the family. Now, they've been offered something that is really, it's an honor to be asked to do this in a family, but they have no interest whatsoever. So we will talk about that, I'd say, about 7:15 this morning. A little sooner here, in about 6 minutes on the show, we'll check the loser line. That, as we've been getting into springtime, has just been more and more active. So I think there's been some love in the air as the temperatures gradually get a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to love problems, advice, relationships, there is only one name you need to know. Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor. Give me the news, I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill, I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, we do have many segments on the show, whether it be relationship ref, group therapy, second date update maybe. Depending on the problem you're having in a relationship, maybe one of those is better suited for you. But for many problems, Maggie the Love Doctor is there to catch everything else we don't cover elsewhere, basically. You have any sort of issue in your relationship, you go to Y94.com, scroll down to Quick Links, and Maggie the Love Doctor will tackle your issue here on the show. And I believe, I think I've seen over her shoulder a time or two, she sends very heartfelt, kind emails back.
Yes.
You do send very nice emails.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes I send you problems just because I like to get the emails.
Those are from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Fred from Omaha. Heartbroken
Fred,
Fred from Omaha.
Issues.
Yeah, that's me sending you all those lovely messages.
Good to know.
Well, Maggie the Love Doctor, your first one today comes from Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
She says, my guy has taken to snooping through my stuff. He looks at my Facebook inbox, looks through my phone. Like, I get being curious. But I like anyone that says like in the emails. That's writing how you talk. Like, I get just being curious, but there's a fine line between curiosity and not trusting someone. I haven't given him a reason to be suspicious, so it really confuses me. Can a relationship survive when one of you is constantly suspecting the other of being unfaithful?
Ooh, it might last, but probably for not very long.
Mm-hmm.
And that could just be because you're fed up with him snooping through your stuff, or he's just really not that trustworthy and he's just that guy.
What I've seen in just my circle of friends is when one person is always very accusatory and suspicious, it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
Like, you actually drive them to doing the thing you're constantly accusing them of by being that way. And it sounds ridiculous.
It's true, though.
But I've seen it happen time and time again.
Yep.
And how many times has the suspicious person done something wrong?
Right.
Yeah, there's almost like they hope they did something wrong, too. Yeah.
More of a guilt thing, yeah.
Carissa says, Maggie the Love Doctor, I broke it off with my guy not too long ago. But he's been telling everyone we know mutually blatant lies about me and why our relationship ended. I don't really want to get drug into this mudslinging, but I also want to set the record straight. I feel like this is just a circle of he said, she said. How do you just move on when one person keeps trying to continue your breakup battle through other people?
I think there's always going to be that he said, she said. Personally, I think you should be the better person. Because if they're truly your friends, they're going to know that you wouldn't do anything like that.
Sure.
So I think I would probably just keep my mouth shut. And if that's what makes him feel better, then let him do it.
Well, and that's a game he's totally playing.
It is. It's a game.
With you, right? If he says it to somebody you know mutually.
Right.
Because he knows that then, like, Beth or whatever her name is going to be like, you're not going to believe what Phil said about you. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I also recommend Dr. Phil or The Test.
Sure. Okay. No, that certainly works. Let's see. Let's grab this one from Kelsey for you, Maggie. She says, I've been thinking about... Oh, wait. No, that can't be right. Am I missing one? That doesn't make sense. Well, clearly this isn't from Kelsey. I don't know who this is from. I've been thinking about proposing. But note, know how complicated what I say leading up to the question is supposed to be. In movies, they have this long speech and say all these things. Do women expect that? Do I have to have a speech or can I just get on my knee and say, will you marry me? From, we'll say anonymous, because I don't think, unless it's a man named Kelsey, I guess it could be.
It could be. I think some girls expect that, but you'll know that because they'll give you subtle hints about how grand they want their wedding to be or their engagement to be or, you know, anything like that. I think if you just say what you feel or however you want to do it, it's going to be special.
Certainly. Well, and you sure don't have to have, like, the 5-minute speech necessarily. I do think it would be awkward if you just, like, walked up to somebody and literally got on your knee and said those just, like, 4 words. Will you marry me? You got to have, like, some sort of build up.
It's still better than, so you want to do this?
Right.
Yeah. You do the, well, we've been together for this long, and you mean a lot to me, and I don't ever want to let you go. I mean, it doesn't have to be overly complicated.
But I think depending, I mean, how well, you hopefully you know her that well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you'll know what she's kind of expecting.
Dairy Queen ice cream cake with a picture frosted on of a ring.
Sure.
And then you get to eat ice cream cake and you're getting hitched. Mm-hmm. So that's like a win-win. I don't know if that's actually a good idea. I just really want some Dairy Queen ice cream cake. And your last one, this one, I know who this is from. This is from Sarah. Says, Maggie, my husband is a sleep groper. He dozes off but rubs up on me all night long. It's extremely distracting. Tips?
Body pillow.
Body pillow, right.
Just barricade yourself, like build a wall in between the two of you.
So if you have like a pillow or blanket fort,
sure.
It'll be harder for him to just roll over and start touching you.
Yeah.
Greatest excuse ever, but I'm sorry, I'm a sleep groper.
Yeah, right.
I'm sleeping. Sure. I can't control it. I have no idea what I'm doing.
I just nap and then all of a sudden just both my hands are just like right on there.
Waka waka.
Mm-hmm. Sleep. Roper. You could also, I mean, I suppose you could sleep on your tummy.
Or is you that could.
Not, maybe that's not comfortable for you. I like to sleep on my
no
tummy.
No matter what, there's
it's
going to be a body
be
part
sort of
that's
groping.
Accessible.
Yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. Take your pick. What do you feel like having roped this evening? I like the idea of the blanket fort. I think that would work. Yeah. Or even just have, like, go to sleep. If you're hugging a pillow, then all he's going to be groping on is
his
a pillow.
Pillow.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he needs to sleep hugging a pillow.
You can sleep grope back.
Yeah, that's true.
He might like that, though. He might actually wake him up, and then you got to do something you don't want to do.
Maybe you should become a sleep puncher. A sleep groin
sleep ninja.
Kicker. Yeah, sleep ninjas. I've never heard of the sleep groper before. Mm-mm. Just sounds to me like a guy that wants a little late night fun time. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me.
And then when you say no, he's like, oh, what? I didn't even know I was doing that. I'm sorry. What?
Fast
what?
Asleep, honey. It's the NyQuil. And this has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
I enjoy Maggie the Love Doctor because we have fun conversations, but I'm never entirely sure if we actually answered any of the questions.
We kind of did.
It feels like we did. It feels like we did. But the nice thing is because there's like 4 or 5 of them, we're able to move on so quick that if one of them was completely unanswered, you'd never really know.
See, but that's why I email them later, because then I have a little more time to think about it.
So are you trying to tell me that the things you email back
than
this?
That's what I say in the emails, but I might add a little to it.
You expand.
It is only 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully in your assortment here, I clearly messed something up because I don't even know what that one guy's name is.
I'll go through them.
Yeah, figure that out. Maybe his lady's name's Kelsey. Hey, Kelsey, you're getting proposed to. Every Kelsey in Fargo.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Hey, the loser line in a couple.
Love.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, they rock. Woo!
Y94.
Chocolate, the 1975 Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse in the morning, Zero, Rat, and Maggie. A rat report in just a bit. What are you going to cover today?
The guy who got bit by one of the most venomous snakes in the world had quite a different reaction than any sane person would. And the car accident that hit a tree with a hive of dangerous bees.
Oh my God.
Sounds terrifying.
Car accident sucks already. Then a hive of bees. So that and the rat report in about 5 minutes on the show, along with your news and Y90 forecast. First, though, would love to check the old loser line, which has been very active lately. Now, the loser line is for kind of that just creepy guy or girl that you really have no interest in, but they're overly persistent. Now, with great power, as Spider-Man's Uncle Ben says, comes great responsibility. The loser line is a great power. Now, you could just give this to everyone left and right, but that would be publicly humiliating people that don't necessarily deserve it. We want those people that really, they're just kind of overly persistent. They're maybe even handsy. Like, they will not go away until they get that phone number. So what you do is you give them that number, and then they'll take off. 701-297-3601. That is posted all over Y94.com in the Loser Line podcast. That way, that creeper, that loser, that tool will never bother you, ever. They'll only call us.
Yo, what's up, girl? Yo, we met at the club the other night. You looked like it was really feeling me. We should hook up. Call me.
I know you thought that we were a hit. Thought you were so cool when you asked me for my digits. But now your hopes are dashed, 'cause you're just a loser in a radio bit. So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
First unheard message.
Yeah, hey, it's... Oh, man, it was crazy. I was crazy bumping into you. I don't know. I felt like there was just kind of a vibe, you know, and it kind of raised my curiosity. And, you know, I'm glad you gave me your number. I'd love to get together with you, maybe go hiking or something. Read some poetry, have a glass of wine. I don't know. You know, just take it one step at a time. Like I said, you know, I'm a really laid back guy, and I don't like to mince words. I like to play it straight. You know, call me at your earliest convenience.
Next message.
Hi, I'd be really interested in going out on a date with you. What do you say? Give me a call.
Next message.
Yeah, hey, got your number from a friend. I guess I can understand why you didn't pick up. You know, a lot of girls kind of intimidated by me. I'm sure you've heard about me around campus. And, you know, just get together sometime, you know? I'm fun. And call me.
Next message.
Hey, it's... We met the other night at a party, and I'm just giving you a call. So just give me a call back when you get a chance. Okay. Bye.
Next message.
Hey, it's from tonight. Look, I just want to be honest with you. I have a girlfriend. It's not like a big deal or anything like that. I just kind of want to be honest and put everything out on the table. I'm sorry that I couldn't give you a ride home. Yeah, I just hope you get this and you call me back. I don't know why you didn't answer this, but just give me a call back when you get home. I hope you got home all right. All right, take it easy. Bye.
End of messages.
So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony.
The Morning Playhouse.
Let's rip, we're rejected. Expect the unexpected.
Y94.